It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I realized this yesterday. There's something else going on that we're definitely not going through the motions for. We're trying to call each other out on some things that we really shouldn't, because I think we should be looking in the mirror about a lot of stuff. This year, I mentioned 2013. I think this has got to be the worst draft as far as star power, elite game-changing players since 2013. Up at the top of the draft, the excitement of guys who could change things, it's so different, and it's the same thing as what it was kind of in 2013, where it's so different from every other draft, and you really don't know what to do. And it's almost like, okay, you have the second overall pick, but guys, it just seems like it's a big take your pick. You kind of go around on a wheel, and wherever the arrow lands on, okay, that guy is a conversation for the day about who the Browns will take. Like, there was very little conversation at all about Travis Hunter. After the owners' meetings and after Jimmy Haslam speaks and everybody, now all of a sudden it's been Travis Hunter for 2 days. 2 days.
And odds have shifted a little bit.
Somebody asked me yesterday, Ken, why isn't nobody asking about Ashton Jeanty? I said, guys, it's only the beginning of April. I'm sure he'll get his crack. I'm sure we'll talk about him at some point and about how he's a viable pick at number two overall. Take your pick of any of these guys. So many people have quote-unquote flip-flopped. Like, I heard Nick yesterday, and Lyme and I were talking about this yesterday, and I got to call out poor Nick on it, because we easily take shots at each other. Here's Nick talking about people flip-flopping on the draft.
Turns out we're drafting Travis Hunter now.
That's the big twist.
Yep.
It's amazing how this is all... And by the way, the amount of people that are just reading so much into Andrew Berry and the comments, because he said 2 minutes of nice things about a player, all of a sudden it means they're taking him?
The draft nicks don't help. Ian Rappaport yesterday being like, hey, the Browns can make good on the Deshaun Watson disaster by drafting Shedeur Sanders. But then you have Schefter being like, I think it's more Travis Hunter now. It's like, for the love of God.
It's changed so so frequently, it's astounding. Like, we're going to have a classic flip-flopper, what I call the fan of flip-flop, because he joins the Morning Boys and just changing his opinion based off of what the latest scuttlebutt is. And we love John, but John, yesterday, I saw a clip. He was talking all about Abdul Carter being the number two overall pick. I thought he was on the Shedeur Sanders train.
We're the only people that aren't flip-flopping.
Daryl's
flip-flopping. The Morning Boys are flip-flopping. John Fanta's flip-flopping. I know the weather's heating up here. You don't have to flip-flop.
I'm getting texts about Nick being... I thought Nick was being sarcastic when he said they're the only ones not flip-flopping. I go, weren't you talking about Abdul Carter before? Which one... I mean, I don't know which one they really want to take.
So, well, we know Peterlin, who he wants to take.
Well, he wants Shedeur Sanders.
He has to want it.
Well,
he bought a jersey.
He's got the $28.99 investment into Shedeur Sanders. So here is my issue when I heard that, because he's right. There is a lot of flip-flopping. Why is there a lot of flip-flopping? Because for a year, people have told you, really over a year, this draft is not a great draft. It's not great with quarterbacks, and it's not great with blue chippers until 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, it became Abdul Carter is generational. Travis Hunter is generational. It's like, I didn't really hear that all year. I didn't hear that while these guys were playing the game. I heard they were very good. They're good prospects. But every year, we have good prospects in the NFL. But the overarching point of view, I remember Daniel Jeremiah halfway through the season was like, this is the least amount of first-round grades, according to the scouts he talked to and executives. The least amount of first-round grades he's seen in a long time. And then they referenced... ta-da, the 2013 NFL draft, which, of course, we got Barkevious Mingo. And our screaming matches that week on the radio, I remember it. It doesn't seem that long ago, even though it was a long time ago. It was about Deion Jordan. I remember we were getting all those. And if you look, everybody in that draft, at the top of that draft, with the exception of Lane Johnson, you know, you probably got a bust
Eric Fisher,
you were drafting.
I don't know what you count in Pro Bowls anymore. Like, Eric Fisher went on to have a fine enough career. Ziggy Ansah had no production in college and then ended up being a good player. Jonathan Cooper ended up on our practice squad. He was taking the pick after Barkevious Mingo. I remember I had Chance Warmack on.
Milner,
had a decent enough career.
D. Milner washed
out. Yep. Sheldon Richardson's had a good career. I mean, some of these guys have panned out, but there are some names here that we argued about. And you brought up E.J. Manuel, who was taken 16th by the Bills that year.
I think he would go first or second not because he's good, because what we have to do in the draft these days, that even if you have a second-round grade or, you know, end of the first-round grade.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
But nobody's really necessarily looking to trade up. Like, I think there is a chance that there's just not a lot of... teams are not willing to offer all that much trade up.
Yeah.
Because they don't have high grades on these guys. And maybe the only one you might, when it comes to quarterback, is Cam Ward. But remember, people told you all year, if Cam Ward were in last year's draft, where would he go? Where would he go? He'd be in the Drake May category. And by the way, Drake May was taken very early. Yeah, but I'm saying it overall quarterbacks.
They'll be the fifth or sixth quarterback.
Yeah, like and Bo Nix went sixth, and they said Shedeur would be in that range. So, you know, yes, Nick is exactly right in what he said. There's been a lot of flip-flopping. I kind of came out and said, I'm flip-flopping on Shador, and I flip-flopped three times over. You know why? Because all these guys are tremendously flawed. And the work is not done yet. There's still a pro day. The Browns don't even know. I think there is a chance the Browns do not know what they're going to do at number two overall.
I think all our callers and tweeters,
they all know what we're going to do.
But I think that the,
No, they don't.
I think that the callers and tweeters are trying to figure it out as much as they can. Like, there's people I follow. I have an online friend who does media as well. His name's Colbin. I mean, he's been as steadfast from the bowl games on, playoffs on. It's Abdul Carter. It has to be Abdul Carter. And just recently,
who now
it's
has
like,
injury concerns.
All right, Travis Hunter. Like, okay, now we're flip-flopping here.
Yeah.
Everybody, even the most steadfast, Sanders, Carter, whoever you're going to think of, those people have kind of, because you, if you look at the Browns in general at number two, because that seems to be where the draft starts. I know there was conversation about Cam Ward last week, and that kind of dried up real quick. Where the draft starts at number two, you go, okay, where do you start with the Browns? Because I think that there's been, there's a conversation to be had about, are we seeing reality here? What do they need? What don't they need? How talented are they really? Because if I start to bring away some of these people that might not be able to be impact players for us this coming year, all of a sudden you got to start out in different positions. And if the quarterback isn't going to be a starter for you, then it's like, all right, do we want to take Travis Hunter? Where do we put Travis Hunter? Abdul Carter, am I going to get another 10 years out of my pass rusher, even though that they're developing Isaiah McGuire? Maybe they don't necessarily think they need to do that. Do I want to go to Mason Graham? Well, Mason Graham, that might be a little bit high at number two, but who's going to trade down with you? You need the player you don't. You either have the player you don't. Like, so many of these conversations are happening. I don't know how anybody can not be a flip-flopper this year. I hate to make excuses for backing off opinions.
I just don't know how anybody can't flip-flop
at least once
I think it fits the profile of this draft. It's always been a down draft. I think we're all talking ourselves. Just maybe I talked myself into Shador, you know, 2 months ago. I think everybody's talking themselves into a player as opposed to an obvious go get the player.
Well, also because we're not convinced they're going to go after the quarterback. So if they're not going to go after the quarterback, or if we can't convince ourselves that they are, not that they're not, but we can't convince ourselves that it's a surefire. There's all these different people that you have. And you're trying to find the guy who's going to be, I think we're trying to find the safest guy that's going to give us the chance
that
we can settle on.
Who's the safest?
I don't know.
We can't even come to terms.
Abdul Carter's injury. I can bring up how to use Travis Hunter.
Who has 1 year playing Jennings that position.
Ashton Jennings, a running back. What'd you tell me before the show, which I have to tell you is a great point. Do you want to put Ashton Jenny on a football team that's not expected to win a whole bunch and have him take hits on a team that's not going to win a whole lot?
What's the point of 200 wasted carries this year that just adds to that totality of carries to where if you hit a certain threshold, you're going to drop off a cliff?
Will Campbell's kicked ass to the SEC for years, but his arms are now short. It's T-Rex to where one offensive line coach told me flat out, he is a non-negotiable player for them because of the short arms, which I think is a little bit harsh and crazy, but I ain't no NFL offensive line coach for crying out loud, I guess I'm going to take this guy's word for it.
You don't want to be the team that drafts only exceptions. that puts you in a tough spot.
Because if you're at number two, it's like, hey, if they're going to buck the trend, boy, they better be really, really good. And you can't be terribly sure about it because you don't even know where to put the guy. Whether he's going to be a guard because of the arms, whether or not he's going to be a tackle because he doesn't have length. Like, there's questions there. So now, because we have questions about all these guys, it makes this draft really, really difficult. So I love to put people in a spot and make them choose, and I know you like to do the same, especially to me. I can't see how a guy can't flip-flop once. As a fan, as a media guy, during this entire draft process.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.